Angola aligns itself with statement by the African group. We note with interest the report presented and consider that more political will and greater economic investments are necessary to put an end to the causes of forced displacement, as well as to establishing robust human rights protection frameworks in affected countries. The mixed movements of migrants and asylum seekers have forced states to improve a system for the definition of their new status in order to provide a more appropriate response to each situation. However, managing the phenomenon requires, among other things, a global approach and implementation of efficient migration and asylum management systems. Madam Chair, it is in this context that Angola continues to improve its institutional and regulatory framework on international protection for more than 50,000 refugees and asylum seekers hosted by the country. Likewise, Angola has resumed the general biometric registration process for the attribution of new identification documents to refugees and asylum seekers. This step will not only speed up the processing of cases, but also create better social conditions for the inclusion of refugees in domestic public policies. Furthermore, within the framework of the I Belong campaign, Angola is also committed to implementing effective measures aimed at reducing the risk of statelessness. In this context, with regard to the extension of the database for the Angolan citizens abroad, 35 civil registry offices were set up in 18 countries from 2020 to 2022, aimed at breaking the chain of unregistered adults and children. Finally, we welcome the centrality of UNHCR on the protection of internally displaced persons in all its programs. We also acknowledge the efforts made in collaboration with partners at regional level to strengthen asylum systems as well as to promote the inclusion of displaced people in national development programs. This is why we would like also to join all those who thanked and commended Madame Gillian Triggs for her dedication and mission accomplished during her mandate. I thank you, Madame President.